Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't mean to be unkind, but I can see what's in your minds, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble Preview Show, sponsored by Bet365. My name's Marcus Speller, and Luke Ball's here.
All right.
And Pete Donaldson's here.
My mind's full of grot.
Oh, it's the Football Ramble Preview Show, everybody. It's June.
The final one of the season.
Pinch, punch. First of the month.
After midday, bad luck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now you're going to get another month of terrible luck.
Hang on, it's got to be before midday somewhere.
Yeah, that is true.
So my leprosy won't clear up then?
No.
No.
No, sadly not, mate.
Not a laughing matter.
All right, Bible Joe.
Bible Joe. Very famous character.
Well, more information on Pete being a character later, by the way.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's like that, is it? My goodness.
It doesn't feel that normal to be talking about club football in the month of June.
No, it doesn't.
It's weird, isn't it?
So we're taking a bit of international as well, I expect.
Oh, of course we would.
Big time.
Dip our toes, all 10 of them, if you've got the full compliment.
Dip our toes into Gordon Strachan's bathwater.
Gerard Depardieu's.
Oh, Strachan. Strachan's got to mention before Juventus have.
Just nice to be part of the conversation.
It's the natural pecking order of football things. It's June. We had a Champions League final, I believe, in June last year.
Sounds about right to me, yeah.
Serves me correctly. We've got another one this year, ladies and gentlemen. But Luke is right. This is the last preview show of the season, but we do have one more podcast, of course, next week.
Yeah, Monday.
So do not cry just yet, ladies and gentlemen. But it is the Champions League final on Saturday.
The big traditional showpiece closer for the domestic season.
All right, are you doing the stadium introductions?
And it's live!
Yeah. You won't be able to take your eyes off it.
Yeah.
The football, that is, of course. Can Gigi Buffon get his hands on that trophy, Peter? Can he do it?
Well, he's got big hands. He's been wanting to grab it for a while.
How many trophies could he get in those hands? Because a Champions League trophy is very, very big. I would even go as far as to call it jug-eared.
Well, ones with handles, I imagine he could probably grab a lord and sort of carry him around, swing him around like a man with too many earrings.
What he should do is on his way to Cardiff, well, he's probably already there, but on his way to Cardiff, pop into Madrid, go into the Real Madrid trophy cabinet, get all the ones they've got.
Yeah.
Although the trophy might be a bit different back in the day. But anyway, try and see how many he can grasp in one hand. He'd definitely get in because he's Gigi Buffon. They're not going to stop him.
He could smelt them all down and make a wall in the goal so that nobody scores a goal and he retains his place at the top of the goalkeeping pecking order.
Talk to me more about smelting, the process. How long would it take? How would it work?
I reckon you'd need something really hot. Take it to the garden and put it in a bowl.
That's Pete's equivalent of like a soul singer saying, take it to the bridge. Take it to the garden.
Take it to the garden. Don't do any smelting indoors. What's wrong with you?
My old man used that to me if I ever occasionally broke wind in the house. Get into the garden.
Get into the garden.
Yeah. Right, come on.
Get into the garden, dirty pig.
I'm back to the football quickly. Yeah. Will Real Madrid become the first side to retain the Champions League trophy, Peter? Another question I put to you.
Stop asking me questions.
Go out in the garden and have a think about that.
Let us know when you're back. Shall I answer it in the meantime?
Well, I have literally no idea. I mean, does anybody else?
To say.
I know, it's impossible to say.
Well, I'm saying, do you think they will?
I think they probably will, yes.
I'm asking for your opinion. You're the only person that can give it.
I think they will. I think if any team can break down Juventus at the back, it's them.
Well, Marcus, what do you think?
It would be Real Madrid's first league and European Cup / Champions League double since 1958 if Real Madrid were to win.
Oh, a paucity of trophies. What a dearth of trophies they've had over the years. It almost makes you feel sorry for them, doesn't it?
A little bit, I do you know what? We will go on to talk more about the final, of course, and some of the dynamics that will play out. And I was looking at this, and I do like that Juventus side, and I know a lot of people do. That back line is delicious. Mm. They've got great balance all over that team. They've got Higuain, the £75 million man, and they've got Dybala. They've got such wonderful balance, as I say, and there's narrative everywhere.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We love a narrative on this show, and clear that the prevailing narrative in this week leading up to the final on Saturday has been this great attack versus this great defence. But I actually think there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, Juventus have barely put a foot wrong in the Champions League this season at all. They haven't lost a game, have they? They navigated their way through the knockout stages brilliantly.
A couple of draws in the knockout stages.
Yeah, but they haven't lost a game.
No, they haven't lost. I think they've only conceded three in the whole tour.
Exactly.
I mean, Bonucci and Chiellini will do that to you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like starting with a goal up in it.
Sorry, Mark, a draw isn't a loss, is it?
I'm basically saying that they weren't. That obviously, they went through quite comfortably in the first round, but they weren't blisteringly good.
No, but they've sort of grown into the competition, right?
Very much so.
And so it's not just about what I'm trying to say. It's not just about the defence versus the attack, because some of Juventus's best performers this season have been players like Dybala, Pjanic, Higuain, who's their top scorer, and I think he's their top scorer in the Champions League as well, and Dani Alves is as much an attacking threat as anyone. Check out this for a bit of trivia.
Here we go.
Dani Alves has competed in 30 finals in his career. 30, and he's won 27 of them.
I mean, I would say, and he's taking on Real Madrid, who he hates.
Yeah, exactly.
With
exactly.
a passion.
So that's a lovely, lovely one to look out for.
Did you see what he said? That his parting shot to Barcelona.
Didn't he say that you're going to miss me?
Yeah.
He said, you're going to miss me.
You'll miss me.
But he said, not on the field particularly, but my spirit and the blood that I let when I take to the field. I was thinking, you do have a lot of tattoos. So there probably is a lot of blood kicking around.
He said that. Apparently, there was chat from him. There was an interview in one of the papers where he was saying that in Italy, the dressing rooms can be quite boring. And he said that he's quite a lively character.
How much of that quote did you make up?
No, I didn't say blood let. He said how much blood he bleeds effectively.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, let's get this right as well. Juve aren't a team who are sort of a stranger to winning things. They've won three doubles in a row domestically. Mm. I mean, Allegri has done an amazing job there. They've been very close in 2015, winning the Champions League, of course, beating in the final with Barcelona 3-1. And I think maybe the difference between them then and them now is that maybe in 2015 they didn't necessarily expect to get to the final, but I think now they've very much planned for being there and planned to at least get as far as they can, and would have been disappointed had they not got to, say, this stage. And I think the stage is set for them, really. I also just don't think you get to this stage of the Champions League and win three doubles in a row, obviously, without having amazing attacking players as well. And I think if I don't think they will for a second, because Real Madrid are a good team and Zidane's obviously a great coach. If they start thinking it's all about how we break down Juventus, they might be in for a bit of a rude surprise, and not one of Pete's rude surprises. I mean a football surprise.
Yeah, not involving a cupboard or jelly.
Easy.
Yeah.
But the narrative that I was going to suggest, Zidane against his old side.
Yeah.
Khedira against his.
So Zidane obviously he won the Champions League as a player with Real Madrid, and they beat Leverkusen in the final, didn't they, in just around the turn.
No, that was Real Madrid.
That's what I said. He won the league as a player with Real Madrid.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Juventus. Sorry, and when he scored that wonderful volley.
Exactly. Yeah. And so he's actually lifted it with them as a player. But speaking of the Juventus thing, the Juventus backline, they're 9-4 to get a clean sheet in the 90 minutes with Bet365. So £10 returns £32.50, including stake. So if they get to full time, having not conceded, whatever the result, you get a payout.
As I say, analyse this and tactics and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And I agree with all your points about Juventus. I just can't see Real Madrid losing it. As much as I want Juventus to win, because I like the fact that, that no side has retained the European Cup since Sacchi's Milan in 1990.
It's never been retained since it was the Champions League.
Exactly. And I do like that. But I look at Zidane, and what a winner he is, and the way he's brought that squad of players together. I mean, Zidane said the most important thing is I have 24 players and they are happy, they have to work hard, and he has to look after that. And what are the players thinking? How can things improve? Managing the group is not easy, but it's a part of the job that he likes. And Sergio Ramos said Zidane, he said Zizou, calling the coach by his nickname, which I quite find interesting, has been able to translate the humility and talent he had as a player into handling the dressing room.
And also his trousers didn't explode this season.
Not this season.
Not yet. Maybe he's saving that for the big stage.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. With Zidane, I mean, one of the biggest sort of barriers to being a coach, I suppose, is obviously getting the respect of the players. And clearly, you need to know what you're doing on the managerial level. And I've spoken to people as part of the Round Meet series who've confirmed that, and they've told me that. But it's going to make things a lot easier if you're Zinedine Zidane, for goodness sake. You know what I mean?
See that volley I did?
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
But he's still got to do it.
Yeah, of course.
And he has done. And the way he's managed Cristiano Ronaldo this season. Yeah. Ronaldo's played less minutes than he has in a number of previous seasons as well.
Can but I another crack at that one?
Pardon?
Fewer.
Yeah. Very good.
Oh, wait, don't rise to it, Michael. I made that mistake on Monday. Got quite a brutal email from a listener. So I wouldn't bother.
DJ, Ronaldo hasn't played as much as he once did before. Okay, in the past.
Very articulately put.
Yes, I thought so. And bringing in Varane as well for the injured Pepe. Casemiro, such a crucial player for that side. The way Zidane has just mapped it out for them.
But what do you think about Bale? Because Bale's apparently going to be injured, but I saw a video of today, I think it was of him in training this week, saying that he may well feature. Of course, he'll be desperate to play because it's in Cardiff, and that's massive for him.
Well, last time he came on, I think it was February time, he came off after a few weeks out, and he scored within 10 minutes. So he knows how to sort of save himself for that final dart in the box.
Can you remember the, Marcus, can you remember the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid where Costa insisted on playing even though he was injured?
Yeah, he lasted about 6 minutes.
Yeah, and went off straight away. Yeah. I hate to see that happen. But then, Bale, I mean, what is it a straight choice between Gareth Bale and Isco?
That's the chat.
It's Lampard versus Gerrard all over again.
Yeah. No. Because you can accommodate Lampard and Gerrard, as we well found out.
But you would sort of back Bale because he's a bit more of an imposing player, certainly with headers and stuff like that against that back
and he's faster and stronger.
Yeah.
But Isco's more tricky though, isn't he?
But then he's injured though, isn't he? So. Yeah.
The opinions of subjects of Her Majesty.
Yeah.
Because in Spain, this is not the chat.
No, what is
in the media, they absolutely love Isco. There was one chap was suggesting that he's now a national treasure, which is big talk. But they see Isco as more of a crafty player, more of a sort of Spanish player, I suppose.
He is more crafty, the kind of
Spanish player that we've so thoroughly enjoyed in the last sort of 10 years or so.
I don't remember the stats completely, but I do believe Bale is on 3 assists and 20 appearances or something like that.
Okay.
And Isco's had twice as many appearances, and I think he's got about 6 or 7 assists. So it's like not. You know,
in his last, I think, 8 games or something like
that. Yeah, it's not huge, is it?
Because if you don't follow Spanish all that closer, you can be forgiven for thinking that Isco doesn't actually feature that much.
Mm.
But he does feature quite a lot. Mm. I mean, in terms of appearances, he features a fair amount.
That's because Zidane has been rotating his squad around quite cleverly.
Mm.
Morata, James Rodriguez, they're not starters.
Tom Cleverley's not playing, mate.
Isn't he?
No.
All right, we'll come on to another man called Tom regarding Madrid in just a moment. But
nice link.
Thank you. But he rotates his squad very, very well and manages to keep all these big superstars happy. I mean, Morata...
Like he used to rotate defenders.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Peter.
Rotate himself with that famous move.
That's true, yeah. Where he spun around all those Brazilians in the 2006 World Cup.
I'd love it if he stood up at a press conference and went, no one's better rotating than me. Give me the ball. Got up on the table.
Give me this lazy Susan.
Yeah.
Spins a cake slowly.
I once saw him in front of a dessert.
Trolley.
That diminishes it. It was
the trolley
sort of
on the jolly that you were enjoying.
It was sort of dessert paradise, really.
On Adidas's coin.
Who's accommodating you this time for the Champions League final, Marcus?
Yeah.
I think it'll just be myself.
You'll be making a few phone calls late Friday night.
Do you remember the final in 2013 or 12 or whenever
I'll
it was?
Drive myself there. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Has anyone from around this table got any plans to actually be in Cardiff?
You were both at that same final that we were all at.
Yeah, I paid for my ticket.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And last year, I was at the
San Siro. I remember how you got it, and you're not that squeaky clean, young man.
I was at the San Siro, and a friend pulled out, and he'd won tickets, so there we go.
There we are.
There we are.
I think it's important for the nation of listeners that we experience these things.
Look, we've got to let everyone know exactly where we're getting our tickets from.
Exactly.
Full disclosure, people.
Exactly.
It's
members of a register of interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Register of members' interest.
Real Madrid have more strength and depth than Juventus, I would say. More on the bench. Because the likes of Morata and James Rodriguez and all. But I do think Juventus, of all the sides in the Champions League, have the best chance of taking down Real Madrid.
You just said you couldn't see past Real Madrid.
No,
you're flip-flapping.
No, I can't, but I'm saying that the side I think that has the best chance, and I said this when the semi-finals were there as well, I think it is Juventus.
Dementia tax rollback. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, dear.
You're a disgrace.
I am a disgrace.
Someone was saying to me today that Italian teams win the Champions League every 7 years, and if you go back 2010, 2003... It's all there for you.
There we are.
I love it.
And even 96 as well.
It's like a Fibonacci sequence.
96 was Juventus, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly.
My giddy aunt.
There you go. But I do think that that Juventus have navigated their way through the knockout stages better, I think. I mean, obviously, it's a bit churlish to say so, because Real Madrid are there as well, and they've done bloody well. But Juve have looked almost faultless. Almost faultless.
Yeah, they have. I mean, the way Real Madrid dispatched of Atletico Madrid...
Yeah,
was very impressive,
and that's been a very recent and quite fiercely contested rivalry as well.
It has been, yeah. I think one of the crucial players for Real Madrid this season has been Casemiro, and Zinedine Zidane knows all too well that a player like that is crucial for Real Madrid and is often overlooked. The famous selling of Makélélé, of course, to Chelsea.
Yeah,
and Zidane said, you know, that he sold the engine of the
Bentley. Yeah, there's no point getting a new paint job for the Bentley when you just sold the engine.
Exactly, and I think that's been one of Zidane's most astute kind of lineups, if you like, with Casemiro in that midfield, because it allows Modric and Kroos to play a bit more. And when Modric, what a midfield that is. It really is. But then coming up again, you know, Khedira has had a great season, overlooked a little bit by, well, like injuries and whatnot, but it wasn't treated by the fans and given the respect that he perhaps deserved at Real Madrid.
Happens a lot at Real Madrid, to be fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's a funny club for that kind
people of get chucked out for no good reason.
Let me bring this in, talking of Real Madrid personnel, is one that'll whet your appetite. Sergio Ramos is 8-1 with Bet365 to score at any time. 10 parameters, 90 pound including stake. And that's in 90 minutes. You would be a madman to bet against that. Because Ramos will pop up.
My goodness.
He loves to pop up, Ramos.
Yeah.
If it's a big game and Ramos is involved, it's worth having a little flutter.
Sure is.
I would be tracking that man, let's say.
You'd be trying to track that man.
I'd be tracking that man.
Yeah.
He looks like a postcode.
Of course, we all know. I know you're going to come onto this in a roundabout way with who you're going to mention in a wee while. He looks like Val Kilmer.
Oh, yeah, no, he does. He's looked like Val Kilmer for a while.
Yeah, but...
And also, he looks like a little bit like Christian Fuchs. Because I interviewed Christian Fuchs for the Acast special this month, and I was interviewing the great Austrian, I thought to myself, "You remind me of Sergio Ramos."
Did you say that to him? Butter him up.
I said, "To be honest, I'm not interested in Ramos because he hasn't got a Premier League title."
Yeah,
no, and he never will have one.
And if you do want to hear Marcus chatting with Christian Fuchs, it is our Acast Plus special. That was an unplanned plug.
Acast app, download it.
It's a lovely old listen. If I may say so myself,
I enjoyed it.
He gave me a lift to the station. After, for crying out loud. I enjoyed
you talking about recovery of games as you get older in the context of your own five-a-side team.
Brilliant. He's a Premier League winner.
If you've got something to add, I don't think you should be shy to pop that in there.
My family lives in New York. Yeah, my family's quite far away as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. When you said that five-a-side thing...
Have you tried to get on Southern trains?
Pete, when Marcus said that five-a-side thing, Christian Fuchs went, yeah, that's an excellent point, Marcus.
What a great analogy.
Yeah.
He's got a great sense of humour, and he knew, and he spotted the spirit it was delivered
in. He did. And sorry, to be fair. I'll be unfair there.
Yeah, you shouldn't have shown him videos on your phone if you're doing...
I edited out the last round of applause that he gave me, because I thought that was a bit self-indulgent.
Because you got like 45, 50 minutes out of an interview, and you left 2 hours. Were you just showing him your Cruyff term?
What were you going to say?
Can you get me a contract?
Oh dear. Well, where was it? Oh yeah, Real Madrid are the second most valuable club on the planet behind Manchester United. And I thought to myself, does that give them a little extra incentive to win the Champions League and then get them back up there?
I actually think the way football's going, and I think this should be the case, but basically, at the start of every season, decide who the two most valuable teams are financially and just let them automatically compete in the Champions League final.
What it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
The £170 million quiz in the championship.
No, we don't have any more emails about pound coins and swimming pools. Thank you very much.
Do you get a trophy for being the most valuable club in the world? Usually. Because that's how you become the most valuable club in the world. Now then, we did mention Tom's earlier. We know that Tom Cruise will be supporting Juventus, as he was at Atletico Madrid's new stadium and declared himself an Atleti fan.
Okay.
I've got beef with this.
Go on.
He's been spotted in the home end at the Bernabeu before.
Has he?
He has. I reckon he turned up and he forgot. He was handed the Atletico Madrid shirt and he's thinking, it's a bit of red in that. Normally it's all white, isn't it? Oh, wrong one.
Maybe he thinks it's a franchise like American Sports that's moved around.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Oh, you're Atletico now.
Does he think Juve are top guns?
Get out. I don't care if we are only two men. Get out.
It's risky business making a prediction at this stage.
Have you written these down?
Have I what?
All right. How many more have you got? Do you want to just get them out?
Yeah. I know there's dad jokes, but these are mummy jokes.
Nobody's that familiar.
Real Madrid,
he's in the new mummy film.
I know he's in the new mummy
film. Real Madrid have certainly got more than a few good men.
I'm having that one.
Yeah, no. It'll be hard for Juventus to win, Pete, but it won't be Mission Impossible. You never know. Cristiano Ronaldo might have all the right moves. Seriously, that's all I've got. I'm done.
The Days of Thunder.
Yeah. That's just saying the title of a film.
It's pretty much what you just did, to be fair.
I've been more creative there, and I think the listeners will judge me on
that. My mate once interviewed Tom Cruise at the top of the IMAX. There was this kind of really rickety walkway at the top of the IMAX, and Tom Cruise was on it. And basically went out on it, and they were having a chat, and Tom Cruise, for a joke, started shaking and going, "Whoa, you're scared. And Alex, my mate, was going, you realise that that's not been checked by about 10 different people. We're just up there, we're just supposed to be doing an interview. Please don't shake the walkway." He's going, it's fine. But
what a wet blanket.
But think about it.
For Tom Cruise,
everything's been checked and double checked. He's on a film set and he can just shake what he wants.
He's pampered.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying...
If he'd have died, though...
Is that why he went to Atletico Madrid's new stadium? It's not quite finished. He needs to check the foundation.
He does all his own stunts, doesn't he, old Tom Cruise?
Yeah, I think so. He certainly says he does, yeah.
I'll put it another way. If you could choose a way to die, being thrown from a bridge by Tom Cruise, it would be that bad.
Yeah.
But if Tom Cruise died as well, you won't get in the newspaper, will you?
No, true. That is true. Yeah.
Tom Cruise murders a man.
Yeah. Do we know if Tom Cruise is going to be at the final?
I don't know, but I hear he's writing a minority report for the game.
Dog shit.
What?
That's worse than my crappy anecdote.
He did that thing, Marcus, on those times where he gets so excited so he can't get it out.
I doubted if it was called Minority Report.
You doubted yourself. Never do that.
Yeah, never do that, Peter.
Do you want me to summarise the game? Basically, Real Madrid 17-20 to lift the trophy. So £10 with Bet365 will deliver £18.50 including stake. Whereas Juventus had 19-20, so £10 will return £19.50 including the stake. That's just for them to win the trophy. Whatever format, penalties, extra time, 90 minutes, whatever. So worth bearing in mind. Should be a great game.
Should be a
Tropic Thunder.
Joining in. You see, it feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. No.
Why are you smiling?
Yeah, it does.
There we go. Excellent stuff. Pete's happy. We're going to go straight to an ad break to enjoy this.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm so fancy, but you already know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. I'm so fancy, but you already know.
Just sensational. Sensational.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble Preview Show, everybody. And he's in such a good mood, we're going to let the People's Champion, Pete Donaldson, read out some emails.
I am the People's Champion, and it's good that you realise that. The emails, where have I put them?
Do you want me to do an email while I'm waiting?
You know what, I've folded them.
Oh, you got them,
Okay. Luke brought an email because he knew this would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go on. Do you want to do your email?
I've got this one which may have gone unnoticed, and by unnoticed I mean not wanted to be read out by Pete Donaldson, so I've taken matters into my own hands.
Was this a response? responding to people who may have met Peter?
Bear with me. Okay. It'll become apparent. It's quite a long one, but I'll rattle through it. It says, Dear Ramblers, and this is from Georgie Boy. Dear Ramblers, I was wandering along Fleet Street early last week when my attention was drawn to a commotion almost opposite the Old Cock Tavern. An irreverently dressed gentleman, think Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, jobbing as a Maverick IT consultant.
I know what's going on here.
I'm on record as saying he's more like a provincial hypnotist, but I get what you're saying. And was involved in a heated dispute with the security guard outside what were apparently the London offices of the Beano. My interest peaked when I realised that the irreverently dressed gentleman was none other than Pete Donaldson himself.
Of course.
So I cautiously approached and bore witness to the following remarkable exchange. Bear with me here. Mm-hmm. Pete, you've got Roger the Dodger, Minnie the Minx, Dennis the Menace, so why not Diggory the Dangerous, the yoghurt prankster? Security guard, son, I'm not sure that yoghurt-based pranks are visually suitable for a child audience. Pete, but Danone are very interested in a tie-in. At least have a look at these. And at this point, Pete handed the security guard some drawings. Mm. Security guard, who's this tall, bearded, blonde bloke who keeps getting covered in yoghurt? Pete, that's the Milky Bar kid, an embittered adult. He always tries to put down Diggory the Dangerous, but always ends up getting his just desserts. Security guard, look, son, I can see you're enthusiastic about this, but I still can't let you meet the editor. Why don't you send him an email about it? Please, this can't wait. I've already applied to change my name to Pete Dan Arnoldson for promotional purposes. Security guard, Jesus, it sounds like yogurt's more money than sense. Anyway, this goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
Pete then says, wait, what about Cheeky Pete, the speedy sheep? Security guard, what's that? It's basically my face on a sheep. I could appear in a one-off farm-based special. Are you telling me that the continuity announcer for Four Music doesn't deserve his face in the Beano? Now, in fairness to Peter, I should note, says Georgie Boy, that none of this ever actually happened. It does, however, sound exactly like the sort of thing he would have done, and I think that speaks volumes about the character of the man, and I agree with that, Pete.
Well, I gave that to you because I thought it was a nice little kind of play, almost.
You've drawn a picture of Dennis the Menace.
Does that actually look like Dennis the Menace?
It does. I knew it was straight away.
Okay,
so, yeah, I'll give you credit for that.
Right. Have you got any emails,
I've got a couple of emails. So after we got a little bit excited about Huddersfield making the Premier League, Neil Jolliffe has given us some reasons to love Reading FC. Apparently, we hold the record for the best ever season in the Football League, 106 points in the record-breaking 2005-2006 season. Ricky Gervais is from Reading. Jamie Cureton...
That's nothing to do with anything.
No, that's got nothing to do
with it. Jamie Cureton, it gets worse. Jamie Cureton, a FIFA 96 fame, played for us for three glorious years.
I remember that.
Netting 50 times. That seems like a lot.
Shaka
Hislop launched his illustrious career at Reading. Mm. I know that for a fact. And also, Chris Tarrant is a big fan. I am struggling now, he says.
Chris Tarrant is a big fan.
The 106 points big fine. Fan. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. Same as Brendan Rodgers Celtic, by the way.
Yeah.
Just to get Brendan
back in. Why do
you
even know that?
Yeah.
Because I said it last week.
And there's a Brendan Rodgers connection with Reading as well, of course. Mm.
Of course there is.
There you go.
There we are.
Yeah, and I would just like to say thank you to all of the people who got in touch and defended my honour.
Oh,
after
right.
I shouted in reply to that man in the street
who
gave me the Oi Donaldson.
Well,
it's not as many as I'd like, Marcus.
Yeah.
And they're not as entertaining as I'd like.
You can only set up a certain amount of email addresses in a week, can't you?
Sather Johnson reckons he was working in the gift shop when I went to the Penis Museum in Iceland.
Oh, really?
He's got an Icelandic name, so it could have been him.
Okay.
But I'm fairly certain it was a girl I bought a penis lolly off.
I've been there. Why didn't he recognise me? That's out of order.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a fake.
Because I don't think he actually was.
Like many of the penises in that museum.
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch for the final show, give us a roundup or something. Have you seen what you've enjoyed? Show at thefootballramble.com.
Is that the end of your emails, Pete?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you caught me blindsided. I thought you had more than that. Okay. Before we move on to the next stage, part of the show. I want to inform listeners that they haven't already seen on social media that we are officially playing at the London Podcast Festival held at King's Place in central London. We're playing on Friday the 15th of September at 7 p.m. with a whole host of other great podcasts. Get your tickets at kingsplace.co.uk/footballramble or follow our social media for details, and do snap up the tickets as quick as you can because it's a much smaller venue than we played last time, and I think the tickets will go a lot quicker. So kingsplace.co.uk/footballramble, 15th of September, that's a Friday, from 7 p.m.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun.
It'd be great,
and
wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hang out with the listeners, hang out with other podcasts. Dad wrote a porno, Luke, but unfortunately it was banned by the Obscene Publications Act.
So yours was real, you mean? We're making plans for next season already, Marcus. Hold us back.
It's crazy ball. So are Arsenal. I love this club. I'm looking forward with optimism and excitement. Big Veng rides again, ladies and gentlemen.
Big Veng.
What do you think about that, Jim?
Two more years.
It's great.
2 more years. As people who run companies that do plain messages over football grounds rejoice.
Yes.
Rejoice. The share price went through the roof on that news.
It's brilliant. I love how, was it Big Stan Kroenke was saying, and we're going for it. We're going for the league. That's what we want.
So what have we been doing for the last 15 years? We'll go for the title. Oh, really?
Well, we didn't realise that's what you wanted. Why didn't you make it yourselves heard?
The best thing about that was there was a huge thing between all the fan base and everything and all the commentators and pundits about whether Wenger should sign a new deal or not, whether he should be offered one. And we said on this show a while back, and we had it on fairly good authority, the board were really happy with Wenger. They like him and all that other stuff. Not only is Stan Kroenke and the guys and the chaps giving him a 2-year deal, giving him 100 million to spend as well.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you like them apples? Wenger out for a game? We're giving him 100 mil.
I don't think Stan's organisation allows YouTube at work.
No.
They clearly haven't seen any Arsenal TV or any other Arsenal
think
online.
How many prospects you can buy for 100 million?
Well, I'm pretty sure Arsenal have confirmed the Belgian striker we were talking about, the young fella.
Yep.
I can't remember the price, not that much, 6 or 7 million, something like that.
He'll deliver a title.
Yeah. Get him on loan to Beveren. It's always Beveren with Arsenal. Well, Royal Antwerp with United and Vitus Arnhem with Chelsea.
Okay. I sort of, obviously I sympathise with those who want Wenger to be kicked out, but when he signed a 2-year extension, I thought, I'm quite glad of it. I don't know why.
Put it to bed.
Yeah.
I'd love Arsenal to go to a press conference now and go, I'm pleased that's all sorted out.
He won the cup.
It was just good that it was a really quick decision that didn't hang over anyone's heads.
And to be fair to Wenger, he did get at least 2 to 3 minutes to enjoy the FA Cup win. Hassled about that again.
Oh dear, but he's going to have to try and keep Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because Alexis Sanchez was linked with Bayern Munich not an hour after Wenger signed his new contract. Yeah, he's doing a great job. Obviously he hasn't actually left yet, but hopefully they'll be able to keep hold of him. But
reports are suggesting that Arturo Vidal, his Chilean pal, is trying to get him to come to Bayern. Oh. He's been WhatsApping him.
Arturo Vidal, my Chilean pal. Arturo Vidal, my Chilean pal. A boom, a k, a boom, a k.
Are you rap? I'll do the boom, k, boom,
boom. Arturo Vidal, my Chilean pal. Arturo Vidal, my Chilean pal.
End.
Yeah. Never do that again.
It can be done, ladies and gentlemen.
WhatsApp, that's sneaky, that.
Yeah. Why is that sneaky?
It's just sneaky doing it on
sneaky.
WhatsApp.
Sneaky!
You should just leave him alone.
Why not? Why WhatsApp?
Put it on his Facebook wall.
There we
then
are.
Then everyone can see it.
That's it.
Do you like it? Do you not like it?
That's right.
We accidentally put it on Twitter. Coffee.
That's the player Arsenal just signed.
Tweet him.
Yeah. What? Tweet him.
Retweet for yes, he should go. Like if he shouldn't.
Do a poll.
On the basis of that.
Imagine if Arturo moved down to a Twitter poll of whether Sanchez should go to Bayern Munich or not.
Yeah.
That'd be like an hour Arsenal fan TV special.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
Nathan Ake, talking of WhatsApp, revealed that there's a WhatsApp group at Chelsea that was created for all 38 Chelsea players who were sent out on loan last summer.
I think we talked about that before.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. I think we sort of said some quite witty stuff about what sort of content would be on there. I can't think of any of that at the moment.
I thought we talked about it on
you and I
Forza
did.
Ramble.
Oh, okay,
Marcus,
maybe that.
Maybe.
I was probably watching there.
I just assumed.
Oh, God, he wasn't watching, was he? The things we said.
All the things they said.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like the idea of people having to leave the conversation if they've signed a deal with somebody.
The first way that all the other players realise they've signed a deal is he's left the chat.
Christian Atsu left the conversation.
Joined the WhatsApp group Newcastle players.
Permanent contracts. Yeah. That's the next the WhatsApp group they move up to.
It's nice to find a Naki in your pocket though, isn't it?
Azimir Begovic. We were talking about him, weren't we? We were saying he's a number one. He's gone to Bournemouth. Mm-hmm. He's gone down to the South Coach. South Coach.
Well, he's gone back to the South Coach because he was at Portsmouth, don't forget.
Yeah. He was at Portsmouth.
And he won't be getting on a coach. He'll be getting in his Ferrari, you'd imagine.
I would have thought so.
Not at his height.
Okay, right.
I'm thinking Range Rover Sport.
I'm thinking a big rig.
He won't. It's all right for people your size. You can get any car you want.
I can't drive, mate.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's a great signing for Bournemouth, you have to say.
It is a fantastic signing for them.
Really Bournemouth
is.
Are signings are good players, as are West Ham, I guess.
Right, Zabaleta. You mean Zabaleta,
I basically mean Zabaleta. shoring it up at the back. One player will do it.
I think it's a wonderful signing, personally. But there's been a few bit of transfer talk in the Premier League, of course. And Mino Raiola, the super agent, is always
he's always around.
He's always sniffing a deal here and there.
What do you think about the way that Mino Raiola sort of outwardly projects himself? Because he doesn't really ever seem to. It's really weird to me. He doesn't make an effort in any of his appearance.
Yeah, that is strange.
So he's always wearing like a really oversized shirt, which has got about five buttons undone.
He's the secret millionaire.
Bad, yeah, that's what he looks like. Yeah.
But he never used to wear a shirt. He would be very much...
T-shirt or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know, it's the kind of... Although I saw a thing with Mark Zuckerberg and he was wearing a suit, but you know guys like that when they get to a certain level and they just think, I don't give a damn.
But Zuckerberg's got like his uniform, hasn't he? He's just like a grey t-shirt and he wears the same thing. He's got a cupboard just full of the same grey
t-shirt. That's a conscious decision, isn't it? Okay, right. Because Raiola, there was a report in one or two of the newspapers, and I can't remember the exact detail, but a couple of the newspapers serialised a book that came out in Germany about the finances of football these days and stuff. And the numbers being reported that Mino Raiola took just for doing the Zlatan deal to United, it was staggering. Yeah. I think it might have been in the tens of millions of pounds just for doing
good
that
on
deal.
Him.
So, I mean, the guy knows which side his bread's buttered on. And you're going to talk about Lukaku. He's Lukaku's agent.
He is Lukaku's agent.
Talked about that earlier in the week, weren't they?
He said, well, the chat from him is that Everton have said Lukaku can leave this summer for certain clubs if they make bids. You would imagine that they wouldn't want to sell him to Premier League rivals.
Well, he also said like Everton will listen to offers 100 million and up. I bet they bloody will.
Yeah.
All right then.
That's like when chairman basically put a price tag for a player, when they said, we're not selling this player, we wouldn't sell him for 50 million. Yeah.
And then looks down the camera lens, licking his lips.
Yeah, right, exactly. The other one is obviously Mendes, isn't it? The super agent. Yeah. I'd like to see them have a fight.
When does I'd like to see them take on the DC superheroes.
When does an agent become a super agent? That's definitely Pete's
when they get bitten by a radioactive contractor.
What do they shoot ink in the contract?
Don't need a pen.
Yeah. I can forge any signature.
Raiola just comes to a meeting swinging down like a web of money, like a web of notes.
Lovely. Oh, there was some good stuff from Manchester City this week. Their chairman was saying that Aguero is staying despite all this ridiculous speculation, which does make sense because saying that Aguero might leave, it does seem pretty ridiculous from Man City's point of view.
That was odd. That almost looked like to me that the chairman got a whiff that Guardiola would perhaps be open to the idea of letting him leave, and he just really didn't want it to happen.
Well, I can't understand why. Yeah. But he also said in an interview, and obviously he's being a little bit silly, but he said that his boss, the Sheikh, was saying that they talk about like a domestic treble and that kind of thing. That's what they want for Manchester City. Of course they do. They see the likes of, in the past, Manchester United, even Barcelona recently winning trebles and so on and so forth. And he said, yeah, we talk about the trebles, the quadruple, why not, let's go for it kind of thing.
I mean, I think we've won one trophy this year,
and I didn't realise the community shield was so high. on people's
I mean, if you can't get the, I know Pep Guardiola is a very clever man and a very celebrated manager, but if you can't get the best out of Aguero, for crying out loud, he's goals personified.
He did score a lot of goals this season.
He did. It's the best return, I think. Man City are currently 2-1 favourites with Bet365 to win next season's Premier League. Mm-hmm. So favourites, £10 returns £30 including stake. So someone's very, very confident that Guardiola could, and Man City could do the business next season. A long way to go in terms of the summer and transfers in and out and all that stuff. But I think the part of the reason for that is it's a reaction to City starting to do a lot of their transfer business quite early in the summer when compared to other teams.
Guardiola likes a bit of that. He'll want his signings in place before they start doing their globe trotting.
Yeah,
I would have thought. Which I know most managers want, but Guardiola. Is quite.
Which probably starts sort of what tomorrow?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah,
the players just get knackered these days. We need a mid-season break. We need a winter break, and we're also doing 48 pre-season games in three continents.
Maybe if they had a summer break like they used to,
that would be just a ticket, perhaps.
I don't know. But talking of things happening in the summer. Big news on the home front here, ladies and gentlemen, in the United Kingdoms, is that Mark Clattenburg will return to referee in August.
Right.
A youth tournament.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
I got to keep your eye on the game, haven't you?
Yeah.
He won't be allowed to do the licky face, will he?
No, absolutely not.
Well, because it's a youth tournament.
Kick it out. Yeah, exactly.
Kick it out. Kick the tongue out.
Kick Clattenburg's tongue out. of football. And certainly youth
that
football.
That was in the Champions League final, wasn't it?
No more licky face.
That was in the Champions League final involving...
It was. Pepe was at the game.
Pepe Real Madrid.
Yeah. Did you see it? I was licking it. Yeah, presumably I did witness it. I didn't remember taking it in.
Okay, right.
Well, so you didn't know what angle you were at, though. You might have not been at the right angle to see it.
To see the tongue come out. I was matching him lick for lick. But I was having an ice cream in front of my mouth, so...
Is that why he did it? Because he saw you?
He should have communicated with you.
I had a Vuvu doll. Vuvu doll? A Vuvuzella.
That futuristic robot Nazi is just a ticket.
Oh, dearie me. But of course, on British soil, there is a World Cup qualifying match.
The best soil.
I don't know about that.
We haven't got time for that picture. It's Scotland versus England, Mark.
It's a week on Saturday.
Yeah, it is.
Mark's so excited Saturday. He can't get the words out.
No,
Scotland versus England. I so torn he is.
It wasn't that. I was trying to remember the date, but it is on the 10th.
Yeah. Who are you going to support?
England.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you mouthing something else with your words right now?
Look, I know I support a lot of clubs and have done in my past, but I've always supported England.
Yeah, true. And like I said on Monday, you're a little Englander.
Well, in stature, yeah.
Yeah, true. Good point.
You're a big Englander.
I am. I am indeed. But yeah, are you excited by the England squad, Marcus?
I am.
Surprises in there for you?
I am full of the joys.
I loved it when the press said that, Gareth Southgate's not ruling out a return for Wayne Rooney. It's like, well, why would he? I mean, if he says, no, he's definitely not going to play ever again, it's like, oh, Southgate rules it out because he's being short-sighted.
Yeah.
Clearly, he's just going to say, well, you know, if he picks up his form, plays well enough, he can get back in the team. Why wouldn't the manager say that? I don't understand why there's a big tabloid outroar about that.
Why wouldn't he, Peter?
Boring. It's all boring.
Surely England are firm favourites for this, Peter.
Well, you'd hope so. Scotland have said they need to use how good Celtic have been this year.
As an inspiration.
Again.
Are they thinking, maybe we can go the whole qualifying unbeaten?
Starting from now.
Let's beat Lisbon Lions. Yeah. I've been to a zoo in Lisbon, and I was very unimpressed by their lions. Oh, very sleepy. I know they're docile at the end of the day anyway.
It's actually the 50... What? It's actually the 50-year anniversary of the Lisbon Lions. I have a bit of respect.
All right, not all Lions.
I love the fact that...
Hashtag not all Lions.
I love the fact that Brendan Rodgers is influencing international football because Scotland are saying, let's build on Celtic success.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Strachan will probably go on to say in the press conference he's been like a breath of fresh air for
I'd say so. Didn't Harry Redknapp, when he definitely didn't want the England job, definitely not have Brendan Rodgers lined up for his number
two? He did. He actually said that. It's funny how times change. Because Redknapp's been linked with the England job and obviously thought he would get it when Hodgson eventually got it.
Right.
And Redknapp kept briefing into the press of how great it would be if he was the manager, including saying, and it was around the time, obviously, that a bit of a different era for Rodgers' career, shall we say, I'll definitely have Brendan as an assistant. It's like, he's the manager of Liverpool. I don't know if he's going to want to do it. And he's Northern Irish, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
But the thing that stuck out for me in the England squad, and I understand it's because there's been injuries, is Aaron Cresswell's in the squad again.
He is, yeah.
And you can make an argument to say that his best season so far has been the season before last.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been brilliantly consistent this season. Mm-hmm. And I know he made his debut in the 2-2 draw against Spain, didn't he? Came on for Danny Rose. Yeah, he's got a cap already. But I think he's had an average season. I just don't. I guess it's probably because Danny Rose is injured that he's in there.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because Bertrand's obviously in there as well.
Bertrand's in there as well. Good for Ben Gibson getting another call up as well. England have yet to concede in the group. They haven't scored many goals. They've only scored 8-5. So maybe Jermaine Defoe will put that right. Although I wouldn't have thought he would start. It's all about Harry Kane. It would be lovely to see. I know Kane scored a few goals at international level, but it would be lovely to see him get that Spurs form into an England side, because he was very disappointed at Euro 2016, as so many of them were.
Hard to do anything from corners, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, yeah. You get him off corners, that's the first point.
England have been to their two trickiest places already in this qualification, haven't they? They've been to Slovakia and they've been to Slovenia, and they didn't concede a goal either.
But they only scored one, which was quite a fortuitous Adam Lallana one,
I mean,
under Big Sam.
It was, but part of Big Sam's 100% record. But England really should qualify from this group as a canter, and I think they will. But the key point about Scotland is, I mean, I know Strachan's sort of fearing for his job, and if they don't beat England, which I don't think they will, he may well lose his job, depending on the fashion that they lose it in. Because, actually, if Scotland could get anything out of the England game, they've got a reasonable chance of coming second. I mean, only 2 points off second.
Mm-hmm.
On their day, and if they set up properly and they apply themselves, they can beat anyone else in that group, no question.
Yeah,
and then they'll be in a playoff, and you never know what you're going to get in the playoffs. So it's still all there for them, really. So if they do want to move, maybe they want to move early and bring someone else in. I don't know who else is lined up, Marcus. Perhaps you could furnish us with that information. Is it someone exciting?
Is it David Moyes? Can you get relegated from a World Cup qualifying group? You were that
Imagine
bad.
Imagine your first press conference. I can't find a single good player in Scotland. What is going on?
Oh dear! Imagine that though. If they were that bad, they then got put down to like playing preliminary games against like American Samoa and people are like that.
Why would they be doing that?
But Moyes has found a way.
Anything's possible, Davey. Davey can make anything possible.
Oh, Davey Moyes. I think it would be just the ticket, Moyes managing Scotland. Get back on the wagon.
The funny thing about it is, I can imagine David Moyes envisaging himself getting a lovely semi-retirement job as the Scotland national manager. Not quite in these circumstances, and not quite yet. Well, I think when he took the Man United job, he probably thought, at some point, I could see myself managing Scotland. Yeah. Mm.
I don't know. Some of those Scotland players, they've underperformed. They need a kick up the arse or a slap in the face, and who better?
Who better to tell them that they've got no chance anyway? To just enjoy it.
I don't know, but there we are.
The draw in the Scotland-England game, by the way, which is, as Marcus says, next week, is 5-2 with Bet365. So £10 returns, £35 including stake. That would be a lovely old job for Scotland if they can sort of somehow force a draw out of the game. Don't think they will, but if they do, it's 5-2 with Bet365, £10 returns, £35 including stake.
There we are. Luke, what's our bet of the week?
Our bet of the week with Bet365, you'll like this. We're going back to Mr. Liam Robertson. The very first chap to volunteer and get himself in the hot seat among our listeners and put up a bet of the week. And then, I don't know if you guys remember, but I'll just remind you if you don't. He very kindly said that when he lost his bet, he would put up £50 to Prostate Cancer UK himself anyway. So I thought, and he got in touch. I thought, you know what, he's a good egg. We'll perfectly bookend this with him doing the final preview show of the season. Mm-hmm. So Liam's been in touch. He says, all right, me old melts. As the season draws to a close, how about giving the man who started the whole listener bet of the week another throw of the dice? Okay, fair enough. He says, Juve's stubborn defence could be hard to break down, but eventually Real Madrid could do it. So how about draw at half-time and Real Madrid winning at 90 minutes, which is 5-1. In the spirit of the game and to bookend the first attempt, if I fail, I'll chuck another 50 big ones to Prostate Cancer UK again. So you can't say fairer than that. So that's the game to be a draw at half-time and Real Madrid to be winning at 90 minutes. £50 on that with Bet365 returns £300 including stake, with all proceeds going to Prostate Cancer UK. 18 plus, obviously, you have to be over the age of 18 to gamble, and do gamble responsibly. And for more information, gambleaware.co.uk.
There we are. I still do fancy Real Madrid, despite those beautiful Brazilian fullbacks that you've
entered. It's not a bad idea. Draw at half-time Real for the win.
Excellent. Right, let's look ahead to the weekend, old sport.
Yes, why not? What have we got here? Daniel Greenfield. So often a big final is billed as, say, Messi v Ronaldo, and it pits together two players that aren't playing head-to-head. In fact, they probably have very little interaction with each other on the pitch. But in this final, it really is head-to-head. Buffon versus Ronaldo. Defence versus attack. So the narrative is actually meaningful. Also, isn't it odd that Zlatan missed the Europa League final in his home country, and Bale might also miss the Champions League final in his home country too? Thanks, Daniel. We've sort of denied that that narrative is defence versus attack and all that stuff anyway. But thanks for having a go. Mark Elms. Mark is a regular contributor. He is a regular contributor. He said, just a quick note to say to Marcus that Stonehenge isn't even my favourite henge. That would be Carhenge in Alliance, Nebraska. In Alliance, Nebraska, no less, which was a tribute to Stonehenge using American vintage automobiles spray-painted grey.
What a waste of automobiles.
So Brighton once had a tribute to Carhenge in the city centre. So Brighton had a tribute to a Carhenge, which is also a tribute to Stonehenge. Well, would you be more interested in that, Mark?
I had a wonderful message from a chap called Paul, who's a friend of mine, and Jim's as well. And he knows...
Jim friends.
Come on.
Why can't we
he's a friend of Jim's.
Marcus,
he's not a friend of mine from the gym.
Does he not like me and Pete?
Doesn't know you, I don't think.
No one can know me.
He prefers it that way. And he is he's a man who knows his onions with regards to all this kind
Onion
of stuff.
Onion henge.
And he... And he got in touch with me to say, come on, this is ridiculous. And he said, it's very impressive, Stonehenge. And he said, when the Romans discovered it, it was as old to the Romans as the Romans are to us now, and said that there's so much more on the site and blah, 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 blah. And I went, yeah, it's no Machu Picchu, mate, is it?
No,
fair play. He did put me right, and I thought, all right.
I think in future, I think we've all learned that those conversations should sort of stay private. Mm.
Yeah. But my point is, though, that with the likes of, say, Machu Picchu or something like that, you can't drive past it in the car.
Yeah, but that's like saying, oh, you know, I don't really like that new building because it's not Halley's Comet. You know, it doesn't. They're different. They're different for different people. It's like
Redeemer versus the Angel of the North.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Both excellent.
No. Okay, look.
Digger World, where you get to play on diggers.
Flamingo Land.
Sure, like Amorby once went.
Diggery World.
Diggory Wells.
In the making.
Hey, no, look. Flamingoland.
Flamingoland.
Yeah, look, in
Stonehenge.
Hull.
Stonehenge is fine. What, I think it's the hype around Stonehenge. It's the kind of, oh, you've
the
got...
hype?
Yeah, it's the how... It, why it's
everywhere.
That's why we're, that's why you and Jim are launching it's Stonehenge podcasts
it's
over
number,
the summer.
It's number one in the chart. It's everywhere.
No, but it's, why is it such
it's
a massive...
It's just won the Best Actor Oscar.
Why is it... It would never be in those categories. Why would it... why do so many people flock there? That's what my sort of beef is.
My timeline is filled with hashtag Stonehenge chat.
It's the world's most premier Neolithic monument. We've already done this.
Trending.
All right. Anyway, let me go
Stonehenge,
on.
Trending.
Let me get on to Paul Kwasi Appenteng, if you don't mind.
Okay.
He says, Crystals has completed its nightclub migration from Sellers Park to My Road.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So I heard they got Karen Brady in to consult, so I'm looking forward to there, but not being enough security and all the punters fighting amongst themselves.
That should be a tourist spot.
He says also, Alan Pardew should turn up.
So the older one's closed, so I could technically go to the new one this weekend.
Well, you are the only one among us who's been to the original one, so...
Seen it.
I don't
like Machu Picchu.
I don't like Crystals because it's not as good as another
Ministry
club
of Sound. Ministry of Sound.
Pete, so... I don't know what's in the shell of the building that was Crystals, if you know what I mean, but you're the person who's been
a monument.
To it. Yeah, possibly a monument to it, yeah. Crystals Henge. Mm. And I thought I'd include this one at the end because I enjoyed this one. This is from Andy Crisp. He says, I'm one of 1,200 volunteers for the final and I'm working in the media centre, the Champions League final this is. He says, I'm looking forward to doing my duty to the nation and locking Owen Hargreaves and Michael Owen into the broom cupboard to save us from their co-commentary. And I like this because a couple of minutes later, he also replied to his own comment saying, if anyone attached to UEFA is reading this, rest assured I'll be carrying out my duties to the letter with a smile on my face and a song in my heart.
I'm sorry, it's not the bloody Olympics. Why do they require volunteers exactly?
Well, Andy finishes up by saying, I'll also be keeping an eye out for corporate shill Marcus Speller, who will no doubt be in the corporate section with his friends from Gazprom.
Oh, if only. I love it how everybody thinks I'm the corporate man. You two have done a great job spinning that with fake news because you two are far more corporate than I will
Peter,
ever be.
Not in the slightest.
Can I also answer
not
your question?
Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
Can I answer your question? But you do the voiceover for every fucking thing.
Yeah, in return for money.
Yeah.
Which is how things work.
Marcus does it in return for favours. Are you going to a football match?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Handies all around there. Good job.
When you say favours, that doesn't put me in the best light.
I've seen you be offered a ticket to a big game on a corporate thing and say, can I please have the money equivalent to pay my gas bill? But can I just say, to answer your original question about 1,200 volunteers for the Champions League final, well, the reason they need them is someone's got to do it and there's not much money in the game.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So jeez. What better way than to get volunteers?
If there are any Real Madrid or Juventus fans... going to go to the game and they're listening now, I would recommend don't fly into Cardiff, fly into London and then get the coach to Cardiff because on the way you will see
a lovely
monument.
Lovely free stone circle. There we go.
Swindon. Which apparently is worth a turn of the head. I've been corrected.
Are you a fan of the little Stonehenge in the film Spinal Tap?
it's been so long since I've seen it.
And speaking of film, someone pointed out that Jim said on the show on Monday that
the Rambles film reviewer.
In the advert he recorded as a film reviewer and then he started the show and said, you haven't seen the Shawshank Redemption.
Excellent.
Anyway, for those who haven't seen it, Stonehenge and Spinal Tap, it comes out and it's about 6 inches tall. Very funny.
I'd like to put myself forward as the Rambles historian.
Yeah, I think you'd like, I think you'd be great at that, mate.
Yeah, no, don't go to that historical site. It's rubbish.
Anti-tour guide.
No,
Marcus,
I think, alright, Stonehenge, forgive me, people.
Tell you what you should do is a little compromise and there's an apology, which is needed to the listeners out there.
Dance round it.
Watch the Time Team special about Stonehenge. That's bloody interesting.
All right,
You'll like that.
Are they allowed to dig up stuff?
Well, they got
around
a special dispensation, I think. Yeah, so there you go.
There we are.
Anyway.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen.
That surely must be the end of the show.
Thank you for listening to the preview show sponsored by Bet365. The last preview show of the season, of course, the very last ramble of the season will be at the start of next week when we will know which team is officially the best team in Europe.
Yeah. And before we go, don't forget to get your tickets for us playing the podcast festival in London on Friday the 15th of September. kingsplace.co.uk/footballramble.
Excellent stuff.
No volunteers required.
No. Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, Jim.
No, it's goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.